On this week's Xamarin Show, I have one of my best friends in the entire world, Morten Ahn from ArcGIS, showing us how to take drone footage and turn it into your own 3D scene with ArcGIS. Tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have one of my best friends in the entire world, the globe. If you were to map it all out, Mr. Dot Morten himself, Morten Nielsen. How's it going, buddy?
Good. I just found my best friend, apparently.
Best friends. I love it. That's what happens when you come onto the Xamarin Show. Now, Morten, people may know of you, but maybe not. But maybe can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. I'm a Microsoft MVP, and I've been working on Windows development for almost as long as I can remember, and later got into Xamarin as well. And so day to day, I work on building controls for mainly mapping scenarios. So that's some of the stuff I'm here to talk about today.
Yes, you work at Esri, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and I know Esri because whenever I go onto the City of Seattle website and my internet is out, I see like these ArcGIS maps powered by Esri.
Right.
That's kind of what you guys do.
Yeah, we do pretty much anything sort of software related to mapping, to manage your data, to host your own data, and to analyze, and so on. So we provide the whole stack from servers to client software to APIs for building your own apps as well.
So it's not like, oh, I need a map in my app, right? It's more than that. It's like a whole platform almost.
Yeah, it's almost like I need my map in my app. So it's more your own data quite often that you want to analyze or combine with other people's data as well. So you can all mix and match together and start deducing new like various decision making for stuff like that, or have you specialized routing for specific scenarios, like first responders might want to have a different route calculation that takes into account that you can go through a red light, and so that changes the route calculation.
Oh.
Or go on fire roads and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that's really, I never even thought about that yet, because they can just go. Yeah. Very cool. So what do you have for developers then? Because it sounds like this is kind of just like a platform that you guys integrate, but what for developers do you guys have?
Well, we have pretty broad range for all the way from JavaScript to plugins for our desktop products, and also to build build what we call runtime apps. And these are apps that can run on mobile or on desktop, on a wide variety of platforms. And we provide pretty much any language. So we don't really pick favorites. Of course, I pick my favorite, which I generally work in .NET. But we also provide the same native code underlying. You can use Java, you can use Qt and QML, you can use iOS, of course, like Objective-C, and you can use Android with Java, of course, .NET.
Yep, and with Xamarin, of course, too.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
So what are you going to show us here today?
Well, I'm just going to show a couple of ideas of what you can use with it and how to get started with it.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Yeah, so one of the first places you might want to go is really just go to our website. It's called developers.arcgis.com. And if you add /net, you go to the .NET SDK. So that's pretty simple to go. Here you can download the SDK. You really don't need to download the SDK because everything is on Nuget.
Oh, okay. So
right.
Of course.
But if you download the SDK, we will put you, give you a local Nuget repository and give you some project templates to get started.
Oh, cool.
Just some basic starter stuff. But really, you can just start with a blank app, grab the Nuget package, and you're good to go.
Easy peasy. Nice.
Yeah. And so there'll guide information here. They'll tell you how to get started. Of course, the API reference. The sample code is really good. It's actually all on GitHub. Here's the WPF version. Just have it because it's just an easier way to show, because you can actually go through samples and you can kind of go through the descriptions and the source code and figure out like how it is. And most of this code, even though this is a WPF app, almost all of this code will run on Xamarin as well. The markup might be slightly different, or you might use a native use.
Yeah.
That's completely up to you whether you want to use Forms or native Android and iOS. But the SAMs are, once you've written the code, is pretty much the same.
Oh, very cool.
So that's really nice. So the WPF app is actually a really easy way, just because you can copy-paste right from here. A little harder to copy-paste from your phone, but the sample apps online are also have the cross-platformness to them.
Very cool. And this is a really kind of nice little interactive documentation. You download it, you actually have the app, you can see the maps, which is pretty cool.
And it's a good way to just find little snippets of how to do a specific thing, how do you learn, okay, well, if I want to do a specific scenario, I look at the code, and here's various 3D analysis you can do. My internet is obviously not working right now, which is a little bit sad. I should have checked that.
So what kind of stuff can you do with ArcGIS maps? Like, what are the different things with the SDK that developers can do?
Well, the most basic one is, of course, you want to be able to render a map.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's like similar to what you can do with Bing Maps and Google Maps. You have some imagery or some street map data, and you want to put some dots on top.
And this is like map data that you own, basically.
Yeah, or use from external resources. You can actually pull Bing Maps in as well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then you can overlay your own data. You can put on street map. We have a bunch of services we provide that you can also use of all sorts of different styles and focus on various functionality. some of them might be like all grayed out base maps, because you don't want to take the traction away from your own data that you might put on top.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so you might put some like heat map overlays or different like scenario based.
Exactly. And then we provide all the analysis tools on top of like routing and geocoding, viewshed analysis of what can you see and not see from certain angles.
Oh, wow.
And stuff like that. Of course, managing your data, syncing with the server and going offline, go back online. So we have the whole offline story as well. Where you can, often you go out in the field, you need to go and do some surveys of data in the field, and you put it in on your phone, and you come home, you can then sync it again.
Gotcha. Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. You got some samples for us to look at? I'm excited to see how I integrate it into my apps.
All right. So let's see if that sample app actually loaded its data. So here we are. I'm going to pick the right one here. So here I actually have a 3D model data. And it's a little hard to see here, but there's actually a little tank down here. And it's, the app's trying to show where that tank is, and I can click to get it to drive somewhere else. And we constantly actually recalculate, well, what can I actually see from those locations? And you can use this to kind of figure out whether certain view observers has a view of something or not, or whether you have full view coverage. And so that's some of the analogy, visual analogy you can just do on the fly.
So if I go decide to buy a tank and I need to drive around a city randomly,
yeah, like
I can
everyone
see
else
where,
does all the
yeah,
time. Yeah,
exactly.
It's very useful. But
that's pretty amazing. So what we're seeing here is the green parts are the map data that in the tank, the field of vision that they can see, and then everything else around it is so, red.
So very it's a little easier to see when you look straight down. You can actually really see what's happening. So the buildings here are blocked, and the buildings here are then custom data that mm-hmm. you can load in, where the basement coming from an online service, and as well as the terrain, so you can kind of make some match of that way.
That's cool. And I noticed on the building, because these buildings are three-dimensional, that mm-hmm. as that tank was moving, it could see only different bits of the building almost. Mm-hmm. Like it can only see, it's not going to see all of it, right? Because if a structure is lower, it's going to block part of it, which
right.
is kind of crazy.
And you can, there's other sample here, it's just more simple in where you can actually change like the height and location. So, but that's really what that sample list does. And you
cool.
can so you can change your swath and so on. That's one example of some of the analysis you can do.
Very cool.
But yeah, so to get started, like this is a great way to just look at the source code. How do we do this? So I would typically just browse through these things and look for something I want, and then it's snippets
nice.
That you can just pull out, and you can start stitching your own app together. So it's a really good way to get started, or just get an overview of what can the whole thing do.
Got it.
But I said there's also project starter templates you can do, so you can just install SDK and install those templates.
Sure.
And I have a little simple starter app, and it's pretty basic. Here's the Xamarin Forms app. And you will see that you have really just a map view control.
Done.
And the map view is the one that renders the map.
Wow,
so
cool.
You can define the map in XAML here, but I like declaring that in my view models.
Got
and that's
it.
Where I set it up. So the map is what contains, here's my base map, like my satellite image, for instance.
Oh,
and then
wow.
you can add a bunch of layers on top.
So you can just do that in code. You don't have to do that right in the...
Correct.
In that
yeah.
Very cool.
And then so this view model becomes very usable as well, and you can start sharing across multiple apps.
Can we take a look at it real quick, see what
yeah.
it's kind of composed
this
of?
This is a very basic starter system. We don't do a whole lot, just to get you started. We have a map control.
Yeah.
And here we basically just like create some streets into the map. But we could always just go and say, I want to take my map, and then the operational layers, which is what we usually put on top, the base map.
Oh, okay.
And then dot add, and you get a whole bunch of, whoops. Open street map layer, for instance, if you want to add that.
Oh, okay.
But there's also there's a wealth of different things. You use KML and shape files and all the different formats that we support, as well as various offline data formats.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Easy peasy. I mean, it literally couldn't be any easier, I don't think.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I kind of want to show a different sample that I'm
yeah.
really excited about. Our campus is rather large. So we actually have a map of the whole campus with routing involved. And I always get lost finding I have to find a new meeting room. So I took that routing data, or network data we have, to calculate routes, and we can actually use that to find apps. And typically you want to run that on your mobile phone.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
also nice to have on your desktop when you're at home. So why not build a UWP app that can run on desktop, and then some apps that also runs on the phone with just using Xamarin.
Yeah, totally.
And this sample is completely available online on our GitHub repos.
Nice. I'll link to it in the show notes for everyone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's both the forms version, there's native versions, and most of the code is really just in a .NET standard library where it does all the routing, all the route calculations, and
cool.
so on. I can pull it up right here. Here, I actually managed to do it in 3D.
Oh, wow.
So typically, you just enter, I like to go from maybe our auditorium.
Warp.
And then let's go to maybe M3, this conference room, maybe this is where I need to go. And it'll actually, this one is a little fun because it'll actually calculate two routes. You can see a blue and a dashed one.
Oh.
It doesn't rain very much where we live, but when it does rain, you want to go in the little longer dashed route because it tries to route you through more inside than outside. So you
cool.
limit the amount of water you might be hit when you run across the street there.
That's really cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can also see the staircase transitions here as well.
Oh, yeah. So. That's amazing because sometimes you're like, okay, well, do I need to get in? Like, am I going to take elevators? Is it the stairs? What's the best route?
Right.
And walking around just campuses, I know from walking around Microsoft campus, I'm getting lost about every other day. Especially literally the building we're standing in right now, when you enter, you have to make a hard decision of going right or left. And it's the same building, but you cannot get from one side to the other side without coming all the way back down to the bottom floor. So that's super nifty.
Yeah. So here's the same thing, of course, running on Android, and it works really the same way. And it's this one I did just 2D on the phone here, but you could as well done 3D as well. So it works the same way.
So it's literally like the same exact logic. It's, like you said, it's all in a .NET standard library.
Correct.
And then you just spice up the UI based on your
And then in this case, even the UI is shared as well, right? So,
wow.
But it doesn't have to be.
Very cool. Wow. That's amazing. I love it. Because, you know, I think that I've always heard about ArcGIS and Esri, and I even spoke at your guys' conference just on core Xamarin work. And it's always fun just to kind of see things evolve, because that was so many years ago, and to see the different use cases about it. It's really neat.
Yeah, there's something you're blown in mind about the use case you hadn't even thought about that some people use. It's really cool, like some of the stuff that people are doing with this. In fact, I took my own drone out and flew and took some big pictures of a building, and we have some stuff you could just rip it through, and it comes out with the 3D model that I had up already here. Actually, why don't I do it on my phone, because it's a Xamarin, so let's pull this one up.
Yeah, it is the Xamarin show.
It is the Xamarin show, so let's do it on a phone. And let's just fly over to my little building here.
Wow.
So this building here is completely made out of drone photos that's auto-generated, and I can just pull it in on my phone as well.
Whoa.
And so this is just yet another layer. And I'll pull the code up here for you just to see that it is what it really takes. So again, here I'm doing a scene instead of a map because I want a 3D scene where I set up my elevation services. And here is really this is called the Barton Schoolhouse. It's like an old restored house. So I just point to that file on my device and so add it as a layer. I have a few extra layers I'm adding here as well, but that's really all it takes.
Yeah, that's amazing. I have so many friends, like Kruger, who's like always flying his drone around, getting this awesome footage, and I could take that footage and like actually do stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Morten, thank you so much. That's amazing. Well, what we'll do is in the show notes below, we'll put all the links to the sample code, to the documentation, and just more information about not only Morten himself, because he's an awesome dude to follow on Twitter, but of course, ArcGIS. And all the good stuff that you can make. Morten, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, of course, for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ding that bell, like, do all the things. You know what to do. Make sure you get The Xamarin Show in your inbox every single week. I'm James Montemagno. This is The Xamarin Show. Thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.